Almighty God. We lift our sound to you. You are only God. We pour our hearts to you, Jesus. As you pour yourself into us, let's raise our two hands in a moment. Raise those two hands in a moment. This is truly our prayer. That the Lord will pour more of Himself into us. We want to drink more and more from you. We raise our hands and surrender to you. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, in the next one more minute, everybody that is in this building that has a life in him, that's why the song said, is an expression where you cannot say with ordinary words. And in the next 1 minute, I will want you to raise your voice and worship the Lord in the spirit. Ila barande dalai ike baradunia shigele baro sandeli riandolo ike le baradunia ike kalano la shaka baradoni shabara. Landre mokosa kabaraga ze shebre donoros kelebradoza. Inge lebrada roroze ke kabaraga gaushe ke kabaraga. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we hunger for more of you. We ask that your hand will continue to rest upon us. Cause us to walk in your holiness. Honestly and sincerely we come to you, Lord. We humble ourselves, we humble our hearts. Lord, we ask that all the days of our lives, that you always have your way. That you will use us in such a time that we need a strategic understanding. Lord, God Almighty, that will be part of the chosen and the call to serve. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let me allow somebody to shout the loudest amen to the King of Glory. All right, before we take our seats, let's pray this prayer together. Lift up your right hand. Say it with authority. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against the works of darkness operating around the lives of your children. Wherever your children are, we command the works of darkness to be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Clap your hands and pray. Just a minute. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we take a stand against the activities of the wicked one that is plaguing Father, many Christian homes and families, Lord God Almighty, will stand as your brothers today, Lord, as your company in intercession. My God and my Father, we command the works of darkness to be destroyed. Lord, we command every child of God that is in captivity, Lord God Almighty, we command their release. We command that Peter, we command that woman, we command that boy, we command that girl that has been held by the enemy. Lord, we command their release by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we command every child of God whose health has been challenged, whose health has been attacked. Father, we come against the hand of the enemy. We come against the voice of the enemy. Lord, we silence the voices of the enemy. Father, we command the arm of the enemy to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God Almighty, that's why we're here. Lord, to stand as a company of believers, my God and my Father, by the Spirit of the Lord. Father God, we command the release of your children. In Kadabara Shayada. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's lift up our two hands in agreement right now. We're going to decree and pray also in a minute. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a faithful Father. You are a loving Father. Father, anything you have not planted in the life of your children that is growing, that is troubling them, Father, let them be uprooted now. Clap your hands and pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we step into the life of every minister. We step into the life of every child of God that is called by the name of the Lord globally. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, we are the covenant children of the Most High. You have given us power on earth to decide what happens in the life of our brothers. And Father God Almighty, in the body of the saints, Lord, we join the forces with the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you have not planted in their health, whatever you have not planted in their marriages, whatever you have not planted in their businesses, whatever you have not planted in their family, whatever you have not planted in their lives, that God Almighty is growing tongues in their life, we command it to be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. Father, Kadosha Kapayadaraba, Father, whether they are high blood pressure, Father, whether they are cancer, Father God Almighty, whether they are poverty, whatever you have not planted, Father, let them be removed. My God and my Father, we curse them from their roots in the name of Jesus. We command that woman to be free from that demonic tree that is growing. We curse you from the roots right now. We curse you. Dry up in that family. Dry up in that church. Dry up in that ministry. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Finally, raise your two hands to the Lord. Marako Yaraba. Pray this with holy anger. Say, Father, any principality or power that have vowed they will fight your children, Father, arise, fight them for us. Clap your hands and pray. Lord, you have promised us you will fight our battles. Lord God Almighty, this battle cannot be done in our strength. Father, we surrender, O God. Our duty is to engage you, the man of war, the captain of the host of heaven. Lord, you have raised us as Joshua's to take over the territories. And God Almighty, this battle, we invite the champion. We invite the captain of the host of heaven. Father, to go before us. Father, fight for your children. Fight for your sons and daughters. Father, principality, whether they are spiritual or physical, Father, we come against them in the name of Jesus. We do not permit them, Father, to oppose and resist the advancement of your children. My God and my Father, Father God Almighty, through you, we will do violently, and therefore we come in the name of the Lord. We come in the name of Jesus. We command the powers of the enemy right now, Father, to be bound and neutralized. Hey. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now you will turn over this prayer to yourself. Lift up your two hands. Please pray this with everything you got in you. Say, Father, anything around my life that does not glorify you, Father, flush it out by fire. Go ahead, clap your hands and pray. Let's crush it together. Decree with your mouth, Lord, I decree spiritual sanitation. Father, in my spiritual realm, Lord, I decree marital sanitation. Whatever God is hanging around my family that I do not know, but it doesn't glorify you, that I know that doesn't glorify you, Father, flush it by your fire. My God and my Father, in my economic life, in my financial life, whatever does not glorify you, Father God Almighty, consume it by your fire. My God and my Father, let everything about me, Father, bring glory to you. Let everything about my family bring glory to you. Let everything about the ministry bring glory to you. Let everything about our businesses bring glory to you. Let everything about my children bring glory to you. Let everything about my wife bring glory to you. Let everything about my grandchildren bring glory to you. My God and my Father, whatever does not glorify you, let them begin to melt as a mile, as the wax melts before the fire. Let them begin to melt in the presence of the Lord. Whether in drinking, whether in eating, Father be glorified. Father be glorified. Father be glorified. Father be glorified. Father, glorify your name in our life. In this world, in this world, in this world. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now listen to this instruction. Open your mouth wide. Open your mouth wide. 1 minute. And say, Lord, thank you 1 trillion times. Go ahead. Go ahead and begin to celebrate the Lord. Go ahead and begin to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my brothers and my sisters all over the world. Thank you for your intervention. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for your intervention. Thanks 1 trillion, 1 trillion times. We love you, Jesus. We love you, King of Kings. We love you, Lord of Lords. We love you, the Everlasting Father. We love you, the Prince of Peace. We love you, the Man of War. We love you, our Persecutor. We love you, our Defender. We love you, our Waymaker. We love you, the God of Mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy and worthy to be praised. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We honor you, King of Glory. Honor you, the God of our fathers. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, to receive honor. Thank you for feeding us from morning to this morning. Thank you for packaging your servant to deliver the meal. Thank you for nourishing us. Thank you for reminding us. Thank you for renewing us. Thank you for rejuvenating us. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for rebuilding an army for yourself. Oh Lord, to you be all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Let the amen of every saint here be the heavenly amen. Mungode ya ubengi jidumi alherinka. Mungode maka, mungode maka yendaka chirdamu, kike chirdamu, mungode maka ya ubengi jidumi. Mungode maka yendaka kike sake rayor, makike shirye rayor. Thank you for the way you are making up our lives. Thank you for the way you are restoring our lives. Thank you for the way you are building our lives. Father, we are the blessed, most blessed people. Thank you for the life of your servants. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. Blessed be your holy name. And every covenant child of God, give the King of Kings the loudest clap offering and a shout of praise. We will never share the glory with you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed are you and blessed are your ears for hearing the things that we've been hearing. And the Bible says that you give them double honor who teach you the word and give you divine instruction. We want to really bless God for these choice servants of God. Let's give the Lord the loudest celebration of praise for their lives, for the word from morning to this moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I'm still going to give you, I have my time. I'm still going to give you 1 minute. Celebrate the grace of God upon this day. Thank you, sirs. Thank you, sir. Now be seated. Let me just read out something before I share something very brief with us. God is moving. We are moving along with the cloud. There are a few latest out of many that people send. But let me just read for you to know the heartbeat. What is going on in the lives of the people. My name is Edire Shotunde. I wish to be part of the prayer for the nation. After watching your video on the above subject, I was totally moved considering the killing across the country. I believe something must be done, and now it must be done. Another person said, what a man of God you are. I have always listened to you and I respect your courage, boldness, intelligence, and your spiritual intelligence. A major problem we have in this country is that our religious leaders can't and are not talking and calling to order President Muhammadu Buhari and taking spiritual action like the prophets of old. This government needs to see and experience the strength and efficacy of the power of the Almighty God. I appreciate you, sir, and wish to be admitted into the 1 million man prayer squad. God bless you from Lagos. Greetings to you, prophet. I came across your video and I have been praying for the nation. I was moved by the spirit to join the 2 million who will pray for Nigeria. Hello, sir. Greetings in Jesus' name. I watch your video now and I would like to join the prayer movement. I am a young Nigerian and I'm willing to pray for Nigeria. My name is Nelson Wilfred Dogo. Shalom. We bless God for your life and the vision of praying for the nation Nigeria. Myself and my family are willing and ready to join. Therefore, please enlist us for this great task. More grace to you in Jesus' name. Dear prophet of the Most High God, please, I would like to be a part of the 2 million man prayer movement for the redemption and restoration of Nigeria from evil forces of darkness. This also is my phone number and all of that. He gave his detail. Dear prophet, this is giving my commitment to joining this prayer team for the betterment of Nigeria. God bless Nigeria. Emek Oduak. Daddy, I thank God for raising you to undertake this task of rescuing this nation. I want to be part of it, sir. More of God's grace and greater power to remain a voice in this nation and for it to rescue Nigeria, Anuche. Dearly prophet of God, many thanks for your strategic plan to mobilize at least 2 million soldiers of Christ to pray for the redemption and the restoration of Nigeria. I hereby indicate my desire to be deeply involved by his grace. May the Lord strengthen you to push. Pray until something happens. best wishes. Paul Jonathan, he is the leader of a prayer movement, a Nigerian house of prayer, African house of prayer, and all of that. Good morning, sir. I want to be part of 2 million Nigerians praying for our nation, sir. My name is Juliana Ajang Musa from Nasarawa. Thank you for being a blessing to us and more grace, sir. Sir, based on the above subject matter of which I got through a WhatsApp, I appreciate the call of God in the ministry of the prophetic intercession upon your life. I hereby accept by God's grace to be part of this movement, Monica. In response to your video presentation of the state of the nation, Uche Kalu, in which you are calling all Nigerians to join the 2 million man prayer movement for the redemption and the restoration of Nigeria. That was a great call for all Nigerians to pray for a change. Now, this is what this person said. However, a prayer without action is in vain. It has been a long time. Nigerians have been praying for a change with no result. I believe all the prayers we have been praying for all these years is good enough, and the time to rise up and take an action is now. I want to be part of the prayer movement. I am Samuel Sega, dear man of God. I view your short video on the internet about mobilizing 2 million Nigerians to pray and fight for the liberation of our country. I was greatly touched and moved. I pray your prophecies come to pass, that is prophecies, come to pass in Jesus' name. In view of the above, I want to join the race to interface with the devil in the name of Jesus. My name is Comrade Abiodun. Professor, I want to confirm to you that I'm very interested to be a partner of the 2 million prayer movement, which you are raising to redeem Nigeria from the hands of evil men in our body politics called leaders. I'm Evangelist Chris Ambidano. Please, I would like to register the following people for the 2 million prayer movement for the restoration of Nigeria. And the person placed the list of so many people. Shalom, servant of peace. I have listened to your message on the 2 million prayer man message several times, and I am led to drop a word of encouragement to you. More grace. This is bigger than any one of us can imagine. Exactly. The person said so much. Exactly 12 years ago, the Lord began dealing with me on the issue of Nigeria. I feel your pain and near frustrating anger. Quickly to what the Lord is demanding for the now. There is an urgency. And this urgency, the fight must be fought. The pharaohs may rise up to fight. But I want to encourage you, stay strong. This battle will be paid. And this battle will be won. This person said, I listened to a video clip of yours on the state of the nation, and I felt convinced to be part of it. Nigeria must flourish again in Jesus' name. I stand for a righteous revolution. How many of you are standing for a righteous revolution? Come and give the Lord a big shout of hallelujah. This is Chinua Lukole. Hello, sir. I was moved to write you after hearing and watching your video clip where you made a passionate call for 2 million volunteers for national prayer for Nigeria. I must commend you for your continuous stand against evil happenings in Nigeria on one hand, and standing for Christ on the other. May God richly reward you and keep you safe for more exploits in Jesus' name. I am an ambassador living in Accra, Ghana. I seriously want to get this across to you, knowing that you have the Spirit of God to direct. And the person wrote a lot of things concerning 2023. And all of that, and the agenda against the church and what have you, and also they in Ghana desiring to join in this prayer revolution. Now let me just read. There are many. Dear prophet, this is my commitment to joining this prayer team for the betterment of Nigeria. God blessed Nigeria. Good morning, sir. I want to be part of the 2 million Nigerians praying for our nation, sir. And then the person gave his name. So, God Almighty has stirred the hearts of millions of people. Millions of people. I won't be able to read all of this. But this is to tell you, your position and your place cannot be taken. This is your time for you to rise up and fight a good fight. And because of this, of course, this ministry is moving to another dimension of commitment. And that's why the responsibility that has fallen upon us, falling upon me, my wife, and all the leaders. My wife, by the grace of God, I'm sending her to the nation to go and train women. Of the deposit of God's grace and the training that the Lord has given to her. Today she has become the leading mother of the Pentecostal Fellowship in the North Central. It's a great responsibility. And so some people have been appointed to serve in her office. Special assistants and special assistants on special duties. And she will now be able to carry on to build the larger team that is required to get this job done. Yesterday I did announce that everything that has to do with the administration of this great commission, Apostle Haruna Medoki has been taken to the position of an assistant general overseer. And on the PFM that I've been privileged to lead in the North Central, he's going to be my chief of staff. On the movement for a better and brighter Nigeria, he's going to be the DG. And to all the members of this commission, don't be sending text message for things that you want. There is a pastor that is your pastor. He will pass the information. Information will come from me to the AGO. It will go to the DOA and it will pass down the line. I am your spiritual father. But this is your ground pastor. Pastor Jerry Obebo is meant to be the headquarter pastor. All programs, all seminars, all welfare of all members is on his hands. He is my special assistant on prayer. And he is also the director of administration of the Ebomi Ministries. Pastor Musa has been deployed. He's now in charge of the Northern Prayer Cells as the Northern Regional Overseer. Pastor Chidi has been moved as the international director of the IBBN, and he is my special assistant on foreign missions, and he is my special assistant on social, political governance, or anything that has to do with government. He is in control of that. Pastor Sunday Imeje has been moved and upgraded to a Deputy National Director, IBBN. And he is in charge of all the prayer movement of Southern Nigeria as the Southern Regional Overseer under this ministry. Pastor Yusuf Funda has been moved to my special assistant on Bible translation. And he is the chaplain of the Miracle Church of God in Christ. Pastor Grace has been moved from my personal secretary to senior principal secretary. Dr. Chukwuanchu has been moved from the director of contact and mobilization to national coordinator of IBBN. Pastor Jemima, assistant Pastor Jemima, which is going to be pastor very soon, has been moved. She is now my special assistant on public affairs. She is the assistant director of administration resource management and also Pastor Kevin Nduji is the zonal coordinator of Ebomi Northeast. Pastor Israel Revelation, who used to be in Kaduna, or who is in Kaduna, has been moved to the zonal coordinator Southeast. Pastor Daniel Indahi has been appointed as the provost of Ebomi International Bible Academy. My son, Pastor Raphael Xavier, has been moved as my senior personal assistant and my special assistant on special duties. Pastor Eric, my son, Etubi, he is the pastor of the Ebuba Next Generation. And he is the director of crusades and mission. Deacon Panam John has been moved from the head of escort to the chief security officer of this ministry. Security and defense and protocol is under his watch. Sheikh Galadima has been appointed as my special assistant on Islamic affairs. Pastor Naala Gaza has been appointed as the Northern Regional Coordinator of IBBN. Apostle James Okocha has been appointed and moved as the Lagos Coordinator to the Southern Region Coordinator of the IBBN. Pastor Saratu Dalio has been confirmed with more responsibility. She is now my special assistant on agriculture. She is also the confirmed chairperson of all conference planning. Every planning that has to do with any conference is under her control. She is the chairperson of the Ebomi Cooperative and Microfinance Bank. She is the chairperson of the Marriage Committee and the Welfare Unit. Professor Felicia Ago, she has been appointed as my special assistant on Education One. Princess Nisi Elbuba Xavier has been appointed as the director of Ebomi Schools and special assistant to the General Overseer on Education 2. Princess Deborah Elbuba Atubi is appointed as my special assistant on Business Innovation and Investment. Pastor Serge Nkaf has been appointed as the assistant resident pastor 1 of the Ebomi Temple. Rahila Johnson Halatu, she has been appointed as a special assistant to the general overseer on health care. Assistant Pastor Jonah Khan Audu has been appointed as the registrar and the Dean of Studies of Ebomi International Bible School and the Director of Purchase of the entire Ebomi Ministries. Pastor Godwin Tony Young has been appointed as the General Manager Administration IBBN. And he has been confirmed as the President Ebomi Ultimate Youth. And he is also confirmed as the Assistant Resident Pastor 2, Ebomi Temple. Assistant Pastor Victoria Lott has been confirmed as the President of the Ultimate Women. She's also appointed as the President of the Women Arm of the IBBN. Deaconess Barrister Gloria is confirmed today as the Director of Music. Pastor Obadiah is reconfirmed today as the General Manager Finance. Sister Pastor Gloria has been confirmed as the head of catering in this great ministry. Elder Lazarus has been confirmed as the Auditor General and the head of Ebomi Stalls. Deaconess Victoria Terry, she has been confirmed as the personal assistant to Mommy Gio. Deaconess Patient Obebo, she's confirmed as a special assistant to Mommy Gio on special duties. Apostle Abel B. Z. Demsa is confirmed as the national president of the IBBN Youth. Because of the largeness of the work, I'm going to read the scriptures in the book of Judah. That's the way we're going to fight this warfare for us to win. There are regional leaders that have been appointed, but for the PF, I want to announce with a surprise package, Pastor Amatare as the Director of Prayer, Pastor Academy, Director of Evangelism and Crusade, Professor Agui, Director of Education, Apostle Amedusa, Director of Finance, Pastor Chidibere, Director of National Issues, Reverend Victor Julius, Director of Contact and Mobilization, Mr. Bawa, who is the chairman of Nigerian Bar Association Plateau State Chapter, is going to be the Director of Legal Services. And like I did say, Mommy will summon and put together the women's wing, which will be inaugurated for the North Central PFN structure. Now let me read these scriptures to all of us. We are engaged in a war and we must be very strategic. It's not a battle whereby it's going to be won by one man. We have to expand our capacity. We have to expand our network to be able to get the job done. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 11. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. The whole of what we are doing is to put an end to the scheme of the devil. What we are doing is to put a stop to the manipulations and the demonic programming that have been putting this nation under slavery. It takes strength. It takes faith. It takes the power of God for us to get this job done. We are confronting spiritual forces that have controlled this nation, that have been ruling the affairs of this nation. And that's why we must never go into this battle in the flesh. We must go in the spirit. We must go by the spirit of the Most High. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 5. The weapons we fight with. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 to 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and demolish every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Let me say this to us. Whether they like it or not, or they say whether they like it or yes, we are bringing them to subjection. We are engaged in a war. We are in a fight. They have their thoughts. They have their argument. Let me give you one example of their argument. Pantami, of course, I understand. You may not understand, but I do understand because I was there. When Pantami was young, the statements he made, I understand. I understand the distortion from the hadiths. I understand. But for the presidency to come out instead of apologizing and standing with him in the repentance, he said he has repented. Rather, they are justifying fundamentalism. And the former minister, a young lady, I can't remember, Minister of Finance, she was found at Adeosu. She had a forgery or something like that of NYC certificate. The presidency made her to resign what she did many years ago. Now, Pantamis was not many years ago. As of few days ago, Pantami used the Ministry of Communication, government agency, to hire an Islamic organization that runs its program on the net. An unknown Islamic organization to broadcast federal government activity. Pay them from federal government's money. Not several years, few days ago. That just gives us the picture of where these people are heading to. So, we are taking it in the realm of the spirit to confront the principalities, and then we will paralyze them in the physical. Fear not. Fear not.
From morning to this moment, I've been discussing, having meetings. I came down. Fear not! The battle line has been drawn. We are not going to be a coward generation. In the book of Revelation, God said, the cowardly and the faithless brought them in the level of adulterers and murderers. He said they shall find their place in the lake of fire. The flesh will not function in this. The flesh cannot survive in this. This is the move of the Spirit. And we are going with the Holy Ghost. We are going in the power of the Spirit. We hear it again. Baba, one of my great fathers in the faith made a statement when some people said, even God cannot stop it. My father in the faith, who is going to be with the Lord, Archbishop Benson Idahosa, he said, you are very true. What you're saying is true. Because God doesn't need to come down to face you. You are too small while I am here. I stand by the Spirit of the Lord leading this war with all the saints, standing shoulder to shoulder, standing hand to hand. We are moving into the enemy's territory. Give us what belongs to us. Give us back the soul of our nation. Give us back the soul of our land. Give us back the soul of our people. This fight must be fought. This fight must be fought. This fight must be fought. I am not ignorant, sirs, of men that will rise up from within the church to become tools to attack us. Their case is settled. Because it's not the first time, and it's not the second time, and it's not the third time. But this is the words of my commander in chief. They that shall gather against you shall fall for your sake. If Judas could not stop the progress and the program of God because he found Jesus. If Jesus had given up not to face the war, then I can tell you that God's program will be aborted. But not Judas. Not Judas. Doesn't matter, they are betrayers. They cannot stop this mission. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Sir, we are not asking for you to make Nigeria a Christian nation. It will never be. Let me say again, it will never be. It will never come to a day where the entire Nigeria will become a Christian nation. It will never, no matter what you do. You can't be powerful than God. But listen, what we are demanding is simple. Give to everyone what belongs to that person. What belongs to a Christian, give it to a Christian. What belongs to a Muslim, give it to a Muslim. What we demand is that the throne of our Father is a throne of justice. It rained today. It rained today. It rained today. Ungodly men enjoy the rain. Godly men enjoy the rain. I cannot watch it. You may say that is not your child, but I feel it as a father. I can't imagine somebody carrying my daughters and stripping their clothes and flogging them. I can't imagine somebody raping my children for the name of a religion or an agenda. You and your agenda were coming at you. Who is that uncircumcised Philistine to defile the army of the Lord? We will not be the church that is the church inside the building. We will be the church that is the church in the streets of Nigeria. This fight must be won. Hear me very well. I am a listener and a Bible student. It doesn't take God much crowd. He only needs faithful foot soldiers. Sir, doesn't God have the power to slay all the Philistines? Why will he be looking for a man? Because he's the God of protocol. The earth to the sons of men. You think that God cannot raise lepers in his field? Why would Jesus say, pray ye for the Father that he will send lepers? Because you are required to make things happen. Whatever you permit is permitted. Let me tell you this thing. No Muslim has the answer to Nigerian problem. It is the church that has the answer to the Nigerian problem. While I'm closing, kill the flesh. Kill the argument. This nonsense must stop in the body of Christ. Fighting over yourself, fighting over nothing. Let's all stand on our feet and open the book of Joel. Chapter 2, verse 7. Everybody standing on your feet. Joel chapter 2 and verse 7. My grandfather raised an army in his house. 300 foot soldiers. My grandfather Abraham, the friend of God, raised foot soldiers to go recover Lot nation territory that have been taken over by the enemy. You think you would do differently? Joel chapter 2 is the spirit of the last day. Look at God's instruction. This is the demand of heaven upon our life. They shall run like mighty men. There is no time for walking now. The time is so short that we have to run to get the matter done. We are no longer in the camp of crawling, arguing over Greek or Hebrew. This is the time to run. We must recover all the years of destruction upon this nation. Look at the number 2 point. That's number 1 point. Come and say it with every strength you got in you. We are running. Let me say this to you. If you want to drag us back by walking sluggishly, we will dump you. Let me tell you, in this walk, no sentiment. Because we are in a war. In a war, you are thinking per second. Let me tell you this, as we are strategizing, doing what we are doing, they have gotten an information. They are also doing their own strategy. to counter our strategy. This time around is the battle of the altars. The battle of the gods. When we didn't have structure, yes, we didn't have. But now we are setting up the structure. A good father. Here again, a good father. Here again, a good father leaveth inheritance for his children. Is that the kind of nation you want to leave for your grandchildren? Please play. Some people say to me, they say, prophet, we fear for your life. Well, please, slow down. I said, if it were men, Isaiah Moba would have been dead. My life is a mystery to men. How I am surviving in the camp of my enemies. Do I have Barista Bauer here? Come here. Now that's to tell one of my soldiers, you see, the response. He says, well, he's the NBA chairman, Plateau State. He went with me in one of the trips. He would tell you. Now, I was hunted for. They were looking for me. And they could not get me. Instead of me to stay away, a brother in the church, may last year, was arrested to be brought under detention. I drove to the lion's den. And he said,
El Bubani.
Yeah. They've been looking for me all this while. But now you are not looking for me. Here am I.
Exactly.
We finished it. And came out gloriously.
Hallelujah.
This is our season. Now they call me for the second time to address them. They call me the second time. If you hear the confession of the man, he started seeking for prayer. Barista Jacob Onachi. Barista is a Kasina born, an indigene of Kasina. We are taking over. This knot brought problem to this country. And this knot must solve it. Now follow me. Please, don't confer with the flesh. It's the battle of spirits. Look at the number 3 point. They shall climb the wall like men of war. There is no civilian lifestyle in this journey. The way we are going to be climbing and moving will be acting as war men. If I have warriors in the house, let me hear them shout hallelujah. Our movement will be soldiers, war men. You are looking, you are going this way, but you are turning this way, looking at the enemies advancing. It's nothing like walking sanctimonious, brother. They shall climb. Everybody say climb. Say it again. Oh. Let me give you this. They are raising fences that we cannot enter. We are not asking them open door. We are not waiting for door again. We are going to climb the wall and enter. Because they will never agree peacefully, voluntarily. We will have to do radically. like the men that brought their friend and had to open the roof to bring down their friend. Nigeria is that friend lying down sick. And Nigeria needs the touch of Jesus. Sympathy will not save that. Pity will not save it. Something radical. Something almost that looks like it is an abomination. The house didn't belong to you. You are not the owners of it. They didn't even ask permission from the landowner. They opened the roof. We can settle other matters later. Open the roof. Our friend must be free. We will settle other matters later. Nigeria must be free. And that's what I'm saying to you here. We all need everybody on board. But listen to me. Even in the days of Jesus, among the team of his disciples, not all of them agreed with him. But he never allowed those men to slow down the program. Let me take us to the last one. And they shall march everyone on his ways. That's why you're seeing this appointment going on. You go this direction. 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 Right now, the Redeemed Christian Church of God that my father has blessed and instructed, some of the senior leaders are here, the regional, that have appointed regional leaders of the movement, the prayer movement. They have taken over the Living Faith, ascending their list, putting them inside. Other churches, putting them inside. Bring, move. Look at the next thing. There will be no breaking of ranks. In this journey, we are strict on structure. If you want to use this platform, for instance, to go and get money, only the prayer can we make a kasheka. We're talking about destiny. You're talking about. The greatest thing any man can do, any woman can do, is to recover a nation for the sake of the generations to come. And David served his generation. This fight, this is a promise God gave me a few days ago, and I will read it. Deuteronomy 3 verse 22. Deuteronomy 3 verse 22. This is what the Lord said. Do not fear them. For the Lord your God is the one fighting for you. Welcome on board to the Fighters for a New Nigeria. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Now I'm going to, it's time up now. I'm going to take this 3 minutes. Raise those hands. Raise them as warriors. Pray this with all your mind. Drop everything on your hand because this is a serious moment. Generations have been crying, groaning with tears. Say, Father! I surrender. I must carry out your will. I offer you my life. I offer you my soul. I offer you my spirit. Clap your hands and pray in the next 2 minutes. Pray radically. Shakaka rabaka yando roboko shokoda. Ragadaka baka yando rebroko shoko baka yadada. Shakaba ragade broko shakabara. Shakala breka rabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarab You have 1 minute, 30 seconds. God is mobilizing an army for himself. God is mobilizing a people for himself. God is touching men and women all over the world, all over the nation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If I allow Pastor to say he was with me on the Zoom meeting, virtually every leader that was speaking, virtually all of them, you will just be hearing, is overdue. This thing is overdue. This thing is overdue. This thing is overdue. I was in worry with Papa Ayo and other church leaders. This thing is overdue. And of course, I look at the fathers and I said, the greatest crime that can happen in a generation is for a generation to allow their fathers to go to the battlefield when they have children. It is an aberration for a father to go and be fetching water to sell when there are children. A father who labored for you and now you have matured and you have your own children and father is still working to feed you. It's an abomination. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. I said this and I'm saying it to you. I told my father, Samuel was alive, well and strong in the days when Goliath was intimidating the nation. Samuel never made one statement. You know what he said to himself? I have anointed two men, a Saul and a David. If one fails, the other should not fail. And that's why David came on the scene and said, brother, sir, what's going on? And fire extinguishers started saying, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? Fire extinguishers. And he said, is there not a cause? Look at where you have been for all these days. These uncircumcised Philistines challenging the circumcised. I never read that where he said, pay me how much money to go and do the job. When you bring carnality, you will lose the battle. I am going for the sake of the Lord. For almost 1 month, my family, I've not been to Joss. I came to Joss with all of you together. All of them, they are crying, daddy, slow rest. Sir, I can't be seeing the bleeding of lives. All the people are saying, let's make Nigeria break. If this Nigeria break, there's still no solution. Let me give you an example. Break Eastern Nigeria. There will be trouble in Igbo land. It will be worse than what it is. Because the Iwere man will not agree with the Enugu man. Break Nigeria to west. How can Sunday Egogo, a traditionist, how can he be leading the west when the church is there? This Nigeria, God is never a liar. He has been speaking about this Nigeria for generations. Is this same Nigeria? Okay, let's take it. Reverend Eze, he's married one of my beloved girl from Taraba. So you break Nigeria, what would you do with him? What would you do with him? You see, he said he will pack to Taraba. He's from Umuze. What would you do? See, there is no nation on earth that has been blessed with the kind of treasure God has put in this nation. No nation, human capacity, material resources, except not a Nigerian. Bring a Nigerian to a place, he changes the atmosphere. Nigerians are the power behind 90% of the development in the world. If you go behind each one, you will see a Nigerian is the catalyst. This is the hope of revival. Young Ocho wrote us with tears to the Council of Apostles. Baba is the chairman. He said, we beg you. We beg you, Nigerian church. We beg you. The cloud has moved away from Asia. I am the one that brought about that move. God used me to bring about the move in Asia. He said, but it has moved. It is in Africa. And right now, it is in Nigeria. And that is the last phase. Nigeria, we are waiting for you to lead the world. Now, this word cannot be done without a fight. And this fight will take place by spiritual warfare and then physical structure to recover all the grounds we have lost. I pray for us as we go home. May the burden of the Lord increase in your spirit. May the Lord possess your emotions. May the Lord possess your heart and your spirit. You are born and alive in such a time like this. Father, we promise you, in our time, we cannot fail this generation. Oh God, Paul, they have done this. John Calvin and the Quakers have done this. The Puritans fought. They did this and they gave you a nation. Oh God, Peter and others, they did this. They left all for your sake to get this job done. God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, if a woman like Deborah can stick her life and say, until I, Deborah, arose, what about me? This is our generation. You gave us the privilege to see the Nigeria of yesterday. This is not the Nigeria our parents gave birth to us. This is not the Nigeria we grew up in. This is not, oh God, this is not, this is not. This is not, this is not. It is in these Nigeria nations we are coming to look at Nigeria to copy from. Oh God, our parents didn't give us this nation. They gave us a sin nation. They gave us a stone nation. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Oh God! Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Glory. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. We repent on all our errors. We repent of all our compromises and our carelessness. We're sorry. We're sorry. How can we be seeing our children in foreign lands living like slaves, second-class citizens, dying on the high waters, perishing in the desert, in their own country as refugees? Oh Lord. Please, 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 please. Please have mercy on us, please. Lord, we have gotten the message. Lord, this chastisement, oh God. Lord, we know you're such a loving Father. We thank you for chastising us. Because without this, we wouldn't have learned our lesson. We're sorry, Lord. Sorry, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Father God. Father God. Possess every one of us. And all your children all over the nation. We will not keep silent. We will not hold our peace. Until Nigeria is made a praise upon the earth. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this day that may the mercies of the Lord go with us. May the Lord be gracious to every one of us. May the grace of the Lord help us, even as we hear His instruction in this camp meeting. We will play our part. We choose to be the Joshua and the Caleb who believe in the redemptive and the redemption program. We believe in the Lord. We pledge allegiance to the Lord with all our strength, with all our heart, we will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the land. I pledge allegiance to the land. With all our strength, with all God an army marching through the land. Deliverance is our song, with healing in our hands, everlasting joy with gladness in our hearts. In this army I have God a part. God is God an army marching through the land. Deliverance is our song, with healing in our hands, everlasting joy with gladness in our hearts. In this army, I have God a part.